This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
But where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career. Where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Well, maybe next year.
Why are there so many useless extra people when robots are so much more smart? People are human, all too human. People just break my heart. I thought a shot that will solve all my problems, if only you'll roll up your sleeve. Someday you'll get it, the vaccine connection. Big Pharma, little Fauci and me.
Well, I'm just trying to get everybody to take my new gene therapy vaccine. We're going to introduce a little sterilization like we did in Kenya. We're going to introduce perhaps some nanobots. That'll be fun. Something to fix to the brain stem and engage in physical control of behavior. My goal here is, you know, most likely a much more smaller population that's more controlled. Already people are so very compliant, which is great. Everyone wore their masks so quickly and easily. I was very, very pleased with that. But there's another step we can take, which is total automation of the human soul. That's what I'm really hoping for. I hope you'll join me.
Step into my clinic. Your upgrade is ready. The transhuman age has begun. I've got a shot that will make you compliant, sterile, and stupider too. Someday you'll get it, the vaccine connection. Your body's my nanobot to me. All of us going to hell. Thank you for making it easy.
Well, the Bill of Rights is a stumbling block on the way to shutting down speech that the left doesn't like, at least in government. But there's a new avenue for those who would like to censor what you say and think, and that's corporations. The left have wised up to this. If you want to stop someone from telling the truth, use companies to do it, the social media giants, and they are.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
So far, the most prominent casualty of the crusade against free expression has been the radio show host Alex Jones.
There is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
There's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
He may be America's best-known conspiracy theorist, but this week, Alex Jones's content will be a little harder to find.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent, free press, working with big tech.
People know what's true. They can smell it.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
In a free country, everyone can be heard. In totalitarian societies, only the powerful can be heard.
Humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the
front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Jones here with a new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all these are selling out except for Rainforest. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the VasoBeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are best sellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Emmerich's essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Emmerich's essentials line is close to selling out. More coming in a few months. But despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Big Judge up in Wisconsin, former president of Drag Queen Story Hour, that's the Pedophile Story Hour Foundation, and children's court judge, a children's court judge. My. Arrested on 7 counts of child porn.
Milwaukee County Judge Brett Blumey's Instagram page is filled with personal and professional highlights on his way to the judiciary. But after a search in Cottage Grove of one of his two homes and his arrest, authorities say his computer activity on the app Kick links him to child porn, with uploaded images and videos consistent with child pornography through the Kick app on 27 occasions last fall.
Judge Bumley, are you going to resign? What would you like to say to the voters who put you on the bench?
Judge Blumey has been on Milwaukee County Circuit Court bench since August. His assignment, Children's Court. As a bond condition, he's now banned by a court of having unsupervised contact with minors.
It's a club. It's a guild. It's an army. It's a force. And just like at Penn State, you had Jerry Sandusky supplying children through the Abused Children Foundation to famous people that would come into town, and, quote, the 9 and 10, 11-year-old children would stay with the celebrities in their own little cottages. Yes.
Former Penn State assistant football coach is charged with sexually abusing 10 boys over a 15-year period. Faces 52 counts.
The report details accusations that Sandusky would take his hands and place them on their thighs as they were driving in the car, that he would tickle them and blow on their stomachs at bedtime, would shower naked with them, and would rape them.
The jurors finally listening to the interview Jerry Sandusky gave right after he was arrested, when he admitted to horsing around and showering with boys. This from NBC.
I have horsed around with kids. I have showered after workouts. I have hugged them, and I have touched their leg without intent of sexual contact.
I have hundreds of articles of drag queen storytime leaders being busted, kidnapping children, raping children. A lot of them have child rape convictions of 3-year-olds, 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds.
Albert Garza, a registered sex offender, was among those participating. He served time for aggravated sexual assault of an 8-year-old in 2008. The system admitted on Friday it did not conduct a background check on Garza as policy dictates. We've learned that part of the issue was that Garza listed his name as Nikki Salazar when volunteering and did not provide a birth date or social security number. It slipped through the cracks, and he read to children 3 times.
And a surprising number of them are family court judges. Family court judges. Isn't that just interesting? Oh, he was also the leader of Wisconsin's LGBTQP, literally P, society. And all over the place, the leaders of the LGBT movements keep getting arrested for having sex with 10-year-olds and 11-year-olds. Because the truth is, it wasn't about gay marriage. It was always about sex with your children, because it's a satanic ritual to drain off their energy, to drain off their innocence, and drain off their future. The only thing they like better is chopping your children up with a meat cleaver while they rape them. And I'm sorry to tell you that, but that's what the big boys do. Media blackout on elite pedophile cases. It's at band.video in the John Bound section. You know, I was ready to go here, have a ton of important news, massive news to cover, but I wanted to play that right up front so we all understand who we're dealing with. And we can put the Senate report on screen from 5 years ago. Senate bipartisan commission found tens of thousands of children smuggled into the United States were turned over to child predators who sold them to sex dungeons. So remember that when you see all the horrible conditions that these migrants are in, that Joe Biden said, if I get elected, immediately surge the border. They show up in Joe Biden T-shirts. They show up waving Joe Biden flags. This is all over the news. And then Joe Biden orders the wall to not be completed and orders them to be basically released into the general country, even though many of them are as young as 3 years old, kidnapped from their home countries. Some of these children have come from as far away as Africa and are being smuggled in by Hispanic males from Latin America who have nothing to do with them. When they're done with them, especially little girls, they are handed over for sex slavery. But that's okay because Tim Cook's gay, and it's okay he runs death camps in China, and it's okay because Joe Biden's liberal. And it's like they said last week when Psaki, the press secretary, was asked. They said, all the small businesses are closing. She said, it's all right. We appointed a woman over the Small Business Commission. It's like giving somebody a cigarette at a firing squad or maybe a last meal, but it's not even that. She said, but he spoke to your plight. When we talked about all the horrible things that are happening in the country, I mean, Biden's not going to do anything about it, but he's going to speak. He's going to speak to your plight, you know, when the troops are eating rotten food and getting food poisoning and sleeping on the floor for several months. She said, well, he hasn't done anything, sure, but he said he was concerned. Shouldn't that be enough for you? Oh, there's a lot of virtue signaling, a lot of talk. But, yeah, Kamala Harris must think that's amusing. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick goes off on child sex trafficking up 1,967% at just one border sector. We're going to play that segment for you next segment. By the way, it's not just thousands of migrants photographed hundreds at a time wearing Joe Biden shirts. Where are they getting them? From the UN, from the State Department, from the Democratic Party, from the George Soros foundations that are all on record funding this. But you try to cover it, Twitter, Facebook, Google, they will take you down. Just like Twitter now has been taking down photos and videos of inside these horrible squalor facilities, even worse than under Obama. Trump cleaned it up and basically stopped it. But now Twitter is taking down those photos. Anything to suppress humanity, anything to enslave. But as long as it's liberal, as long as it's a liberal running it, well, then it's okay. And here it is. Here's the photo. It's at gatewaypundit.com. It's also on Infowars.com. Biden for president. Flag flies at migrant tent encampment in Mexico. Yeah, it's not just the crowds that have them surging into the country and the photos of the illegal aliens wearing the Biden shirts. It's flying over the facility. Here's the article right here. This is very, very important. This is a military takeover. This is a globalist operation to break the country. We are all just here witnessing it. What an insane time. GAO, General Accounting Office, launches probe into Biden freezing border wall funding that was already funded by a previous administration. You're not supposed to do that. Feds moving child migrants into San Diego convention centers so they can then give a tour, Biden said, for CNN only, of an empty facility or one with a few kids in it claiming it's okay. Absolutely incredible. But don't worry, Bill Clinton to host chat with Kamala Harris about women's empowerment with a women's group. And you should have Jeffrey Dahmer at a forum about fighting cannibalism, too. That's just some of the news on that front. And then we have our good little buddy, the Islamicists. They took down his Facebook. They took down his Twitter, tried to cover up, but we saved it. And we're posting it as we speak to InfoWars.com, what Facebook doesn't want you to see of the mass shooter at the grocery store in Boulder a few days ago. He was a big, huge leftist promoter, open borders promoter, Trump hater, America hater, and white person hater, and he went and killed 10 white people. But if you try to show what he said and how he hated white people, they will take it down because they're busy having the fact checkers say he's white and he was attacking people of color, and Obama even said this was a racist, misogynistic attack. And Michael Moore said, this is the American culture. He said, this man is the perfect example of American culture, this poor little Muslim that came here from Syria like Ilhan Omar and all the rest of these people, bitching and complaining. He would reportedly threaten to kill his white classmates, calling them all racist. When he'd lose a wrestling match, he would call them all racist and say, I'm going to kill you. That's in the major Denver newspaper. Incredible. But oh, the national news is he was a white supremacist, yes, who killed the white people. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Lied about, the most demonized, the most attacked, the most censored, the most deplatformed broadcast in the world. But because of your support and because of your prayer, we are still on air. In many ways, more influential, more powerful than we ever were, and all glory goes to God and His Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you all for your support. I am Alex Jones, your host. Let me tell you what's coming up later in the broadcast, then I'll get back into the giant human trafficking, smuggling, pedophile operations that the left was so pissed they weren't getting anymore of little Hispanic and little African and little Asian and little Arabic and little European children. European children being smuggled out of Europe and the U.S., brown children being smuggled in. You always take them away from their families, away from their people, away from their language. You don't want to kidnap white kids in the U.S., or other kids for that matter, and then have them still here because they just speak English. You take them to a non-speaking English area. That's how all the sex trafficking operates. You have the Democrats heavily involved in it. That's why they always claim they represent children. Oh, the children of mass shootings. The Democrats care about them. Yeah, it's kids they couldn't abort in the womb, kids they couldn't gang rape or sacrifice. So they'll try to make them transgender and chop their testicles off. It's all about hurting your children. And as soon as you figure that out, that these are demonic monsters, the sooner we beat them. They are a cult. Most of them are pedophiles. Mid-level Democrats and up are pedophiles. Remember that. You don't even get in the club unless you rape children. And so we're going to give you more of that information coming up here in just a moment. Law enforcement knows it. For the last lines of defense, they're not perfect, but they're not pedophiles on average. One of the lowest concentrations of them. And that's why they know to just target any Democrat operative, and they're going to be a pedophile half the time. That's why they're getting busted every day. How the Democrats are so pissed. They have us under lockdown, killing the dollar, flooding our borders, trying to bring everything down. That's their only hope because time is running out for them. Let me tell you what else is coming up. We have Joe Hoff, the Gateway Pundit, with huge exclusive news. Breaking exclusive: location of an origin of COVID-19 pandemic identified between two of China's biological warfare facilities in Wuhan. We've known that for a while, but now they've got smoking gun information. And we've got huge COVID-19 martial law rollout news. We have Matt Damon worshiping Bill Gates, completely sickening and evil. We have BLM holding over 100 people hostage. Every count of this is a felony. So now they don't just come in a restaurant and smash glasses and have glass thrown in your eyes and throw your food on the ground and throw coffee on you. Now they hold you hostage. And the media and the police are just in these blue cities are sitting there and going along with it. That footage is coming up in the last segment of the hour. And it ties into the suppressed Facebook and Twitter that they deleted of the shooter, who's now confessed to shooting because he hates white people and hates America. And they're desperately in Boulder trying to suppress the execution of 10 white people and saying that it was a white supremacist attack. And Obama is currently saying it was a white supremacist attack and a misogynistic attack. This is upside down world. That is coming up as well. Also, COVID-19 funding is being siphoned off. Here's an example in Seattle. Fox News reports $5 million of COVID-19 money going to fight anti-Asian bias, where they teach that whites hate Asians and whites are bad, when the lowest crime rate in America is white on Asian crime. Look it up for yourself. The highest crime rate in the U.S. is, it just so happens, is black on black. After that, it is black on Asian and black on Hispanic. It's just a fact. I'm not demonizing anybody. It's just facts. And so, incredible. White people killed the 10 people in Boulder. Did you hear it was 10 black people died? Did you hear that? Oh, the weird white crazy incel that went and killed the poor sex workers that happened to be Asian. Oh, he did it because they were Asian. No, he did it because he was a demonic incel pervert. But are there white killers? Abso-frickin-lutely. whites are the third most dangerous group in the United States. Just statistically, you know, men commit 95% of violent crime. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because 90-plus percent of men aren't committing crimes. Just don't put out fake statistics. That's all coming up today. And huge Bitcoin news as well from the Federal Reserve. Max Keiser joins us tomorrow to talk about that. But we have Joe Hoff joining us, then Drew Hernandez, that amazing investigative journalist that's caught all the incredible Antifa footage around the country. Well, he's been down at the borders and in the border towns and has caught incredible exclusive footage he'll be sharing with us in the third hour today. Then I will be hosting the fourth hour with Roger Stone with a lot of big political news and his point of where's the plan by Americans and by conservatives to fight the globalists. There isn't one right now. So as usual, we will launch the blueprint for victory. We have a big enough megaphone with you out there to get the word out and probably get this operation against the globalists launched. So that's all coming up as well. I want to get back into the globalists and their trafficking of children next segment because we're going to need some time. I'm going to play this clip from Fox News with the Texas Lieutenant Governor and others laying out exactly what's going on. But first, if you're a TV viewer, you're probably noticing I don't normally have a bunch of products up in front of us, but I wanted to remind myself to do this today before the first half hour of the broadcast was over. A, these are great products that are game-changing and will make your life better. And, of course, it also funds this operation, which then makes the world a better place and stands in defiance against the globalists and their attempts to shut us down, so it's a 360 win. And so we had that big sale, everything free shipping in the store, everything 40 to 60% off. So many things sold out or were close to selling out. We had to cut the sale back, but we still have free shipping on select best-selling items. VasoBeats, totally sold out. Alpha Power, totally sold out. We have Prostagard, selling out soon. Dr. Jones Naturals, toothpaste, activated charcoal, it's amazing, selling out soon. All of it about to sell out. Dr. Jones Extra Strength, Kava Chill, and Regular Strength, selling out soon. All Emrix Essentials, including the three organic hand sanitizers that smell so good with organic essential oils, the healthy alternative to the toxic hand sanitizers. Those are all 50% off. Also, anybody that spends $75 or more in the store will get a free gift worth $10 or more as well, and there's free shipping. Again, on that. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. But what's the new part of the sale? Because some things are selling out and are off the list. We are adding four things that are very close to selling out. That is the original best-selling Deep Earth Crystal, highest quality good halogen iodine. You're going to find we have to get a DEA license, even get this, people manufacture it until it's put in this state. It's not under DEA control because it's a precursor. Obviously, a lot of things. It's so essential to the entire body, so essential to so many chemical things in the body and in nature. It's that magic. It's 50% off. X3 has the Deep Earth Crystal, two other types that are also healthy because some people cannot absorb pure iodine. Most people cannot absorb the other types of iodine, but X3 is for folks that want something different. It's different strokes, different folks. Try it out. Then we have X2 in a spray bottle so you can aerosolize it onto your skin better or into your throat. And get coverage down in your esophagus. We have that 50% off. And then we have this baby. This is the strongest surface sanitizer you're going to find out there. Do not take this orally because this is poison, ladies and gentlemen. This is super grade, super industrial, nascent iodine. No one has ever come out with something like this that's nascent. They use this in hospitals everywhere else, similar types. This is for surface like stainless steel, porcelain, not for fabric and things. It's 50% off nascent iodine surface spray, high-powered cleaning agent, the nuclear option, all the iodine products at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off with the free shipping, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So please take action today on these sales. A lot of this stuff is close to selling out. That's why it's the big mega blowout sale. Emrix Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the three essential oil, all natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. Then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant. from Enrich Essentials, 50% off and free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Rainforce Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
That Obama worked with the UN to set up UN refugee camps in Central America so that they could begin massive invasions starting about 8 years ago in the United States with giant caravans. You remember those huge caravans a few years before Trump got elected would smash into San Diego. They would smash into South Texas. They would smash into Arizona and the Yuma area. And it would get really, really bad. And then Trump got in and pulled the money out of those countries if they didn't start blocking it and build better fencing. And so he basically completely stopped it. Remember just 3 years ago when giant caravans were smashing into the U.S. and the national news would say it doesn't exist. In fact, there's a little short one-minute intro that's got Jon Stewart actually on it. And he went on national news and said it's totally made up. There's no caravans. But Trump says they're coming from the border, and Trump says they're coming from plane, and they're coming by boat. And, you know, everybody's like, well, quick, get in the bunker. But it was all true. And so there is even your Washington Post, even Jeff Bezos' publication. Of course, that's 5 years ago, admitting that Obama placed thousands and thousands of children with sex traffickers. And they found the article. There's Jon Stewart, a few years ago, making jokes and saying it doesn't exist, just like Joy Behar and just like Nadler saying there is no such thing as Antifa. And by the way, Black Lives Matter has never engaged in any violence either. No, they just kidnapped 100 people yesterday, according to law. I'll show you that next segment. So when you see this going on, and when Psaki says, just have somebody 10 or younger with you, you'll get in. She's saying, bring smuggled children. Bring us children. And she's doing it up there, but it's all right because she's a woman. It's like Tim Cook runs giant death camps in China. He's gay. Hey, they're shutting down the small businesses, but a woman runs a small business organization. So it's okay. And hey, Psaki is a woman. And, you know, she wears pink dresses like Bill Gates wears pink sweaters. So does Oprah. They're all wearing pink. They're non-threatening, and they're smuggling children. Just like I told you a year ago, Cuomo is knowingly sending people with the flu and with colds into nursing homes, calling it COVID, sending people with fevers into nursing homes to get a high death count to say it's COVID. And over half the deaths of the state, 16,800 last count. First it was 4,000, he hit the numbers, then it was 10,000, then 12,000, then 13,000, then 16,000. It's almost 17,000. They haven't released new numbers in about a month. Word is it could be over 20,000. That's over half the death in New York, way over. And you just, why would you do that when you know it's stone cold murder? Well, why'd they do it in over 20 Democrat-controlled states? I told you a year ago they're going to bust Cuomo, I can tell, to send fear into the Michigan and the Pennsylvanian and all the other Democrat governors did the same crap. The New Jersey governor knows he's in trouble, so he came out and defended sending people that were sick into nursing homes. Remember, Cuomo gave immunity to nursing homes executives after big campaign donations. And then the big banks want old people dead, and they want to set the precedent to kill old people. And once they've done it, well, now they've got all those companies by the short hairs. That's how corruption works. You get people into the evil. And now our country isn't just killing babies when they're born or after they're born or when they're in their mother. Now we're not just killing old people. Now we're smuggling children in, and a weird, crazy-eyed woman sits up there and giggles and laughs about it and says, just bring a 10-year-old with you or younger, you'll get in. Hey, come to the party. Just bring a six-pack of beer or a bottle of wine. No, no, no. Entry into Mordor means bring a child. Imagine you're going to Count Dracula's castle. Hey, what do you want, Count?
Just make sure you bring me a child for my ladies of the night. Oh, listen to them. The children of the night, what beautiful music they make.
You know, imagine we're like, oh, I brought a little kid.
Come right in, my friend. We'll drink the blood together.
But instead, it's we'll torture and rape them together and then put them on welfare and siphon the money off and then put the kids on psychotropics because they're depressed and then call them disadvantaged and then get more money from the state, up to 50, 60 grand a year per little kid with whoever's identity they give it. And I remember I only worked for a summer at a large carpet cleaning company because even back, I don't know, 25, 30 years ago, whenever it was, I've got 30 years ago now, I'm getting old. I can get $25 an hour, but let me tell you why you got to do that. Because you go to these houses that have cat crap everywhere, fleas everywhere. A lot of times people have moved out, so the fleas are all starving. You walk in, they all jump on your legs. And you're picking up furniture and moving and cleaning as fast as you can, trying to throw up. Because you're cleaning up all the cat urine or whatever. But that wasn't why I quit the job. I'd go to these houses, and I'd be like, what's this? Like three rooms with dirty mattresses, five-year-olds, eight-year-olds. Weird-looking pedo, pot-belly dudes in wife-beater shirts. And I'd be like, what's up with these weird gay dudes and all these kids? Well, they weren't gay dudes. They were pedophiles. But they worked for Child Protective Services, and they were warehousing kids. And they get paid to keep the kids, to drug the kids, to have sex with the kids, and to sell the kids out. And so all over Austin, they've got underage slave brothels run by pot-bellied PDPs. That's why I started calling them pot-bellied pedophiles. So they always got pot bellies. I mean, I got a little bit of pot belly now because I've been so stressed out with the election thing. Just have a pot belly to mean you're a pedophile. I'm saying all these pedophiles had pot bellies. That's why I call them PBPs. And I didn't figure out quite what it was. Years later, I was like, I have a bad feeling. What is this? These kids look really desperate. Sometimes they'd be like trying to get out of the house. They're like, oh, trying to get the front door. Like, drag them back. So that's going on all over the place. That is happening all over the world. That is unfolding. And they are hungry and they want more. So that's why everywhere they're promoting this. So here is the lieutenant governor here in Texas talking about sex offenses are up nearly 2,000% in one border sector alone. Here it is.
Six of our Senate ladies, our six Republican ladies, went to the border today as moms. And they went to the Del Rio sector, where they reported back to me that sex offenders are up 1,967% in just the Del Rio sector of Texas. Now, sex offenders are defined, Shannon, by people who we've already arrested for committing sexual offenses against children, and they're crossing back 2-3 times in this country. And she laughs about it as the vice president? This is such a serious situation to the sovereignty of our country, to the safety of our citizens, and to these people. And I'm an elected official. When I know there's something serious, I don't laugh about it. I don't joke about it. Because it's wide open. There is no control on the border. They're now apprehending people and turning them over without even giving them a court date. Not that that mattered. There are hundreds of thousands of backlog.
So there's Dan Patrick trying to speak sense to Democrats. Mr. Patrick, at the top, they're devil worshipers. At the middle, they're sociopaths. At the bottom, they're gullible idiots. The Democratic Party is a decadent, savage cult of scum. And it's happened in many other cultures in history where the scum takes over. They create a gang. They take over civilization. And the civilization's over. It collapses. And the Chi-Coms and the globalists have allowed all this on purpose to bring us down. They don't allow this kind of stuff in China. They run death camps to take the organs. But, you know, you snatch a kid off the street over there, they just execute you. But here it's A-OK, and this is their time. Their time to have their way with our children. And it's a total takeover. And so when you look at a Democrat, when you look at Psaki, when you look at Kamala, they are enablers. They are there. The globalists put women in those positions and say, oh, look, it's women. They love the children. But they have men dressed like women, like the Health and Human Services deputy had, who is obsessed with state funding of chopping small children's genitals off. It's all about hurting children. They don't want to just rape them. They want to hurt them bad. So as soon as you realize that, you'll understand everything. And believe me, people have now figured out, I don't have hyperbole here. This isn't exaggeration. This is who they are. They want you. They want your future. They want your children. They want you dead. We'll be right back to show you Black Lives Matter kidnapping over 100 people being praised for it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
My friends, is on God's side, and it's on our side because this globalist system is going down. But it's going to be a painful process.
Time is on my side.
Yes, it is.
Time is on my side.
And the globalists think they got time on their side. They're playing checkers. I am playing 3D chess, 5D chess. But I tell you, it hurts to actually look at things at that complex level, and it'll give you a headache. And I'll assure you, the globalists aren't thinking 3D chess because they don't care. They just want the power now. They want the control now. They're smart, but not smart enough to not get destroyed in the process. Smart, but not smart enough. Well, let's look at it right now. And again, I love all God's children, but you know black people are being set up for a big fall worldwide. When the globalists aren't poisoning them and killing them with poison vaccines and GMOs and HIV and the rest of it, they are then spoiling the living hell out of young black people in the U.S., sending them to universities to teach them to hate America, to teach them basically Barack Obama's poison. And I look at the videos of Black Lives Matter. They're so bad, I can't even watch them. I mean, going into restaurants, they don't care. They're going to black-owned restaurants and start attacking white people. They'll go into, I mean, in Dallas, there's all that footage of them going to black-owned restaurants and literally starting fistfights with the black owners trying to kick them out as they smash white people, black people, you name it, dinners in front of them. Because they don't care about Black Lives Matter. It's about keeping us shut down, intimidating us. And you ask, why would somebody do something this over the top and this crazy? They do it because they've been told by Soros to go do it. They're paid to do it, and they're seeing how far they can push us. And guess what? We keep putting up with it, so it's going to get worse. The article's up on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. It's also from GatewayPundit.com. BLM mob traps 100 customers inside grocery store. We're shutting stuff down. S down. S-H, you know what, down. And they kept them in there for a long time. Now, let me show you under federal and state law. This is Title V, Offense Against the Person, Chapter 20. Kidnapping, unlawful restraint, and smuggling of persons. And that's what O.J. Simpson went to jail for over a decade for. And these were folks he found out were counterfeiting his stuff, and he was pissed at them. I'm not saying it was right, but, you know, I kind of get it. I've had similar thoughts before, people screwing me over, but he actually acted on it. And I'm not defending O.J. Simpson. I'm just saying it turned out they were running a scam on him. But he goes up there and wouldn't let them leave and basically held them there. Now, that is a crime in their hotel room. And he went to jail for that, ladies and gentlemen. O.J. Simpson found guilty of armed robbery and kidnapping. Meanwhile, Democrat Senator Tammy Duckworth says she won't vote for any white Biden nominees unless they're gay. Again, the Black Lives Matter George Soros agenda. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Black Lives Matter protesters mobilize in Rochester, New York, because a cop was in a questionable shooting and the grand jury didn't indict him. So they go to a grocery store, a Wegmans grocery store, and trapped an estimated 100 people in. Some reports are this went on for at least an hour. You know, what do you got to go home to your kids? What do you got to a grandparent you're taking care of? I mean, I'm sorry, and I'm not a guy shooting my mouth off. But if a couple hundred people came and blocked me inside a grocery store and I had to go somewhere, I can't help it. I'm going to get violent. And then it's going to be called a race war. No, if some white people block me in a grocery store, I'm going to start kicking their ass. I mean, brown people, I don't give a damn. I at a certain point, folks, this is out of control. And if we put up with this, we'll put anything. So we're going to show you the video right now. For radio listeners, you go to InfoWars.com or Band.Video and see it. But this is being praised on Facebook and Twitter as a good thing. They just go randomly to a grocery store, and there's black people, white people, you name it, inside, and block everybody in and start screaming at people. And they surrounded the whole building and the emergency exits and wouldn't let people out. And look, I'm a man, so I'm, you know, still pretty tough at 47. I'd still be intimidated and angry by this. Imagine being a woman. Imagine being an old person. Imagine being some 80-year-old woman on her walker trying to get some food. This is thug behavior. It's criminal, and it's disgusting. And the police need to stop kissing the ass of these type of globalist thugs and need to start arresting them for racketeering. What do you think the Italian mafia got in trouble for? They'd send in 10 thugs to a grocery store and break a few things or threaten to burn it down if you didn't pay them protection money. And they got taken to jail for that, and they should. But when black people do it under Soros' orders, it's supposedly okay. And it's disgusting, and it's crazy, and it's nuts. All right, go ahead and roll the footage of Rochester, New York. Go ahead and turn the audio on. There's the old lady on the walker. And this went on for over an hour. People couldn't get out. And let's say what it is. This is the equivalent of KKK. This is a bunch of black people and white people. And I guess it looks like there's some brown people there that are literally angry randomly at random people at a grocery store. And you see in the video, there's like an hour of it. The old lady in the walker looks like she's about to have a heart attack. And then she tries to get out the back and they yell at her. So again, and this is just, this video is the beginning of it. Hundreds of people surrounded the grocery store. All these big fat welfare queens. And again, nothing against if you're fat, but man, all these people bitching about, this country sucks. You weigh like 400 pounds, man. You wouldn't last 10 minutes in Africa. But you come here or you get airlifted here when you're a little girl, like Ilhan Omar, and saved from a rival tribe trying to kill her in Somalia. And then she says America's evil. And she says a white supremacist attacked her by at the grocery store in Boulder, Colorado. I mean, hell, if some of these black folks killed these people, they'd just say it was a white supremacist. Because it's about lying to everybody, and it's about getting away. And we've literally got videos, yeah, of the white people begging the black people, I'm sorry I'm white. I'm sorry I'm evil. Oh, please don't be angry with me. And you have this racist pig monster, and again, bitching about the country where she lives, where she's 400 pounds. Dim Senator Tammy Pigworth says she won't vote for any white Biden nominees. Because white men are bad. Baker, who declined to serve as a gay couple, sued for refusing to make a gender transition cake. So your little shop's got to make somebody's cake. Oh, but all the big other private companies don't have to have Christians or conservatives on them. I get it. Even though they have liability protection as a utility. Absolutely insane. But now let's move on from Pigworth. Let's move on from that racist pig to this stack of news right here. And it's on InfoWars.com, and this needs to get out. Because every time Facebook or Twitter tries to block something, you've got to go to websites that are telling the truth, that are still there, that are the answer to the censorship, and get it out. See Boulder Shooter's post Facebook deleted to cover up his Democrat, radical Islamic, anti-Trump inceldom. We start the next hour. I'm going to read over this. How he couldn't get a girlfriend and hated women. How he loved Islam. How he loved Obama. How he wanted open borders. How he wanted to kill Trump. And then we can then discuss how they tried to spin that and tried to cover that up. But guess what? Guess what, Mark Zuckerberg? Guess what, Jack Dorsey? Guess what, Tim Cook? Guess what, Barack Obama? InfoWars is still on air and other sites are there. And when you delete stuff, we've already got copies of it. I was here last night, and I said, they're going to delete that. They're like, look at all this stuff. I said, save that. Others had already saved it. Today they took it down. Boom! It's on InfoWars.com right now. And you can use the fact that InfoWars is so demonized and so attacked and said, hey, you've heard them lie about InfoWars, that you've heard them inoculate you to not visit it. Find out why. Go see it for yourself. You're an adult. You deserve to see what it is you're not supposed to see. You're going to see an anti-white, anti-Christian, anti-American, crazy person who got saved from his hellhole in Syria and brought over here when he was a teenager, and now he used that, it's all admitted, to intimidate white people and beat up white people and say he was going to kill white people. It's even in the Denver newspaper. I can't believe the Denver Post is even telling the truth about this. Yeah, Boulder Shooter threatened fake hate crime charges against classmates he attacked. They've got the teachers and the victims all on record. And he would just scream, you don't stop me, I'll declare a hate crime on you. I'll kill you. And Barack Obama, I'm going to put a clip coming up, says he was a white man attacking minorities and women. Because they don't respect you and they do this. And Barack Obama has an inferiority complex. He has a chip on his shoulder. He is a race-based person. He's mad at his mother, who was a prostitute. Sex operative of the CIA in porn. He hates women and he hates white people. He hates himself. We'll be right back with hour number two. Stay with us. God bless you all.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.